Okay, ask Catherine. Any comments on why Senator Corker has decided not to run in 2018? Senator Bob Corker has only been in 2 terms, but he's very senior. He went in 2006. So his 2018 will be his next run. He said that he was only going to do 2 terms, and I think the environment is just sufficiently dangerous. It takes great courage to run and stay in and try and do a good job, or the belief that you have complete protection. And I think Corker, I don't know Corker well, but I think he's smart enough to know it's not a bad time to leave. Catherine, sharing this wonderful, heartfelt article about a farmer in Australia and his connection to the natural world and the genocide of Roundup. I always say our lives is determined by what's at the end of our fork. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I posted it. Thanks for sending it. Catherine, this is my second email in as many days about you and Sacred. This is about Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm not asking for a reply. I discovered you and Sacred after the election, as I wrote before. Your work has shattered my view of the world. It was inconceivable to me how evil people could be. It was inconceivable how failure can be a desired outcome for those who govern. I'm still trying to wrap my brain about it. I spent time looking at a body of your work that seems to be in 2 categories. All the areas where the global elites have taken control over our daily lives, solutions of global problems at the local level with local resources, what can we do about it? This is your theory of solutions at the local level, which is important for individuals, but I think meaningless on the level of making a difference here in Santa Fe. The city is full of creative people making a big difference, but they will not change the culture and charm of corruption. It is what drew me here in 1976, because New Mexico was like Afghanistan and Santa Fe like Kabul before outsiders destroyed it. Here in New Mexico, corruption is a time-honored tribal tradition. Local media reflects and embraces this tradition. The tradition is proud of its third world status. The U.S. is near the bottom of almost every economic and social indicator among advanced countries, and New Mexico has always been or near the bottom of almost every U.S. indicator. Wealthy people love the cheap labor and its rich culture, and they will fight to keep it that way. The daily stories are persistent and endless. Just today, I glanced at the Naked Capitalism with their daily links and saw this obscure link from IBT. It reflects our tradition of pay to play over decades. And then there's a link to a New Mexico story about a New Mexico pension deal. The allegation is the governor broke SEC rules. As you concluded about healthcare, the bad news is that we are on our own, and the good news is we are on our own. Part of being on our own is accepting collective guilt for massive crimes against humanity and war crimes, past, present, and future. It's looking forward to the collapse of empire. It's collapsing now to avoid the rush. That's a wonderful expression. Collapse now to avoid the rush. It is trying to stay sane in a sea of insanity. Those are choices we can make or reject. As I wrote Saker, how can I express gratitude for the work you were doing and frustration at the same time without all of this gibberish? He was very kind in sorting out some of the most strongly held beliefs over a very long period of time. For that, I am grateful. I hope you read his first book, because I think it will really make you laugh. Then he continues, I think both of you need to be heard on a global basis, because this is a problem confronting humanity. Humanity needs a voice. It means many voices. I say amen and amen and amen. Especially to humanity needs many voices. We each need to do what we can do and feel good about that. And if we each do simply that which we can do, a mighty army arises. Anyway, see my if you haven't read my commentary on the website, just go to solaria.com, do a search, and read my article called Turtle Forth. Given the speed of change, it is so important we not worry about what needs doing, just do what we can do, and never quit and never embrace the hopelessness that Mr. Global is marketing and training. Again, one of my favorite quotes, all-time quotes, is from John Rappaport. Hopelessness is an op, and it's planet-wide. I love that.